In the movie Muhammad Ali, Will Smith playing Ali, you know what I mean? He in the courtroom. They asked him if he had anything to say, and he's like, "Man, you know, I wish y'all would just stop stalling and give me my sentence." So they gave him the maximum for the crime, you know what I mean? Refusing induction into the army. 5 years and a $10,000 fine. You know what I'm saying? When he leave the courtroom, when he's leaving the courtroom, he shake everybody's hand one by one. All the security guards or whatever. You know what I mean? So why does he do this? You know what I'm saying? Is this punking out or is this a higher level of spirituality? You know what I mean? That's how we going to frame this. So it's a spiritual conversation. It's a cultural conversation. You know what I'm saying? So what do we mean by that? You know what I mean? So if you read Chancellor Williams, you'll get a sense for the thousands of years that it took for even the Chinese to come into Africa and start to take over. Because for a while, you know what I mean, it's just us and the Chinese. You know what I mean? It's just us and them. You know what I mean? The Asiatics. You know what I mean? That's where it come from. You know what I'm saying? It was all us and a variation of us, but that's all it was in the beginning. Took them a while. It took them a while to come into the Nile River civilizations. You know what I'm saying? And take over their little part, their little one-fourth. So Chancellor Williams says, you know what I mean, they were a cunning people. If you understand cunning, you know what I mean, it means sly. You know what I mean? If you're cunning, you ain't over the top with it. You know what I'm saying? See, we got a culture that's a subculture, right? Because, you know, if you get into our culture, you get into stories like the battle of the day and night. You know what I mean? The perpetual battle of good versus evil. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Where the Lion King come from, you go, you know what I'm saying? You got the story of Asar and Aset. You know what I mean? Father Sky, Mother Earth. And Asar's brother Set is the evil brother. You know what I'm saying? So Set kills Asar and he's redeemed by his son, you know what I'm saying? Haru. You know what I'm saying? So Haru is his son. You know what I'm saying? The son of Aset and Asar. You know what I mean? So he redeems his father, who cut his Set cut Asar into pieces, different pieces, and Haru put all the pieces back together. You know what I'm saying? All except, you know what I'm saying, the phallus. You know what I'm saying? That's the one piece you couldn't find. You know what I'm saying? But Set's energy when he's ruling is the sexual energy. You know what I'm saying? It's the lowest energy there is. You know what I mean? So the drugs, money, you know what I mean, at a low level. You know what I mean? Money could be a blessing, but money at a low level, drugs. You know what I'm saying? Jealousy, sex, you know what I mean? All this type of things, material things. This is his energy. And it's not until Haru uses Tahuti, you know what I'm saying, which is reason and self-control. You know what I'm saying? When he uses reason and self-control, then he's able to defeat his uncle, you know what I'm saying, with the eye of intuitional vision. You know what I'm saying? So the eye of intuitional vision is a highest level of spirituality. You know what I'm saying? So you using intuition and be in tune with the spirit that's around you, your ancestors. You know what I'm saying? And you ground yourself in the work that they did, the sacrifice they've given their lives for us to do this thing and continue on the tradition. And it's the same battle, but in a different way. You know what I'm saying? So we can't afford to keep starting at the starting blocks. You know what I'm saying? We just got to pick up the baton. You know what I'm saying? as they pass the baton, we just take it, you know what I mean? And we continue to race from that point, but we're not starting all the way over, you know what I'm saying? But getting back to reason and self-control, as opposed to this subculture that we are now currently subscribing to, you know what I'm saying, as as the oppressed, you know what I'm saying, in this American project, you know what I'm saying, for minorities for sure, you know what I mean, black and brown people and all of that, you know what I'm saying, but specifically to us, you know what I'm saying, because we've been here from the beginning, you know what I'm saying, it's not like, you know what I mean, and the competition that we have is corny, you know what I'm saying, it's like when we take pride in saying, yeah, you know what I mean, our state is number one, number two, top five in the nation from murder. You know, when we start talking about, you know, we got it worse than y'all, you know what I mean? That's a corny conversation, you know what I'm saying? So we tend to think in terms of anything that God is putting forth into the world is bringing people together, and anything that the devil is putting into the world is dividing people. So we're not putting no type of energy that's going to divide us. You know what I'm saying? But we do have to tell the story correctly. You know what I'm saying? We was brought here from Africa, and we've been here from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? But when you tell the story the way that we need to tell the story, then you'll understand. You could look at the numbers in the slave trade, and it coincides with a lot of their historical landmarks. You know, one example of that is 1776 is their year of independence. But it's also the end of an era where they transported more African slaves into America than any other time period of the slave trade. You know what I mean? So if you look at the slave trade in increments of 5 years, 10 years, over a 400-year period, then this 10-year period that ends in 1776, you know what I'm saying, is the period that they transported more slaves than any other time. So now they have the means and the resources, you know what I'm saying, to go independent. You know what I'm saying? So that's what happens when we tell the story. You know what I'm saying? So we've been here for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Our history is deep. You know what I'm saying? If we get reparations, then the whole project is over. But we don't even need the reparations, because as soon as we wake up, it's over. You know what I'm saying? And part of waking up is understanding that this is the same game that's been played since the beginning of time. And it's as old as the sun and the moon, day and night, lightness and darkness, good and evil. You know what I'm saying? And it's not until we use reason and self-control that we can defeat the devil and restore and reconnect with our culture and revive it and all that, because it's all symbolic, right? Because we have to remember who we are. Haru puts all the pieces of his father together and he remembers it. Scar severed it. He divided it. And then the son, Haru, remembered it. He put it together again. So when we recover our historical memory, we learn about our history, we're remembering the past, you know what I'm saying? We're getting in tune with the culture that's going to defeat all this evil around us. You know what I'm saying? It's not a money thing. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of this mindset that money's going to solve our problems. You know what I'm saying? Money is a part of it. You know what I'm saying? But the spiritual and the cultural create the economic. You know what I'm saying? We rooted our mindset and our ambitions and our emotions in the mindset of the devil. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get this money. You know what I'm saying? So the money is the root of your decisions. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different energy, right? You know what I mean? They say money's the root of all evil, but when you make money your root, you know what I'm saying? And you ground yourself in money, that's the root of all evil, because you're rooting yourself in evil. You know what I'm saying? But if there's some spirituality and some culture behind your economic decisions, now the money's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Now you're helping people pay their rent. You know what I mean? Now you're giving people means and the resources and the knowledge and education to, you know, have good lives and prosperous lives. You know what I'm saying? Now it's a blessing because now we got our spirit and our culture behind it. You know what I'm saying? If you just go money first, and then you say stuff like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, it's all the same in the dark. You know what I'm saying? Money is green. It ain't black and white. You know what I'm saying? Whole time, they're never saying that. Some of them are going to lie about that. You know what I'm saying? And even fewer are going to be genuine. You know what I mean? Because it is a cultural conversation on this side of the fence. You know what I'm saying? They can't understand that. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop arguing with these folks. Because on their side of the fence, they operate within a race construct. Black and white. You know what I'm saying? And as the direct, being directly oppressed by them, we can get caught up in the race construct. You know what I'm saying? Because we're still thinking emotional. We're not exhibiting any reason and self-control. You know what I'm saying? We acting out, you know what I'm saying? Because we're directly oppressed and we're giving them the same energy. So we might be like, yeah, fuck them crackers. You know what I'm saying? But that's a different energy from saying, looking at the reality, which is Asians are circulating the dollar in their community for 26 days, white people, Jewish people, they circulating their money in their communities for 22 days. We circulating our community, the dollar bill in our community for 6 hours. You know what I'm saying? That's not even no circulation. That's like, as soon as we can get the money out and pay this, you know what I mean? Then we spending it somewhere. That means we don't have enough viable businesses to take care of our basic needs, and we don't have enough viable businesses to take care of everything else, because we shouldn't even be leaving our communities. And that's not saying, man, fuck them crackers and dealing with the race construct. That's understanding, yo, if we don't have businesses in our communities, then we're always going to be in a position of, you know, having a handout, you know what I mean? The welfare, you know what I mean? And all the, you know what I mean? And we get dependent on this. Or we have the assimilist mentality, you know what I mean? I'm going to work this, I'm going to do this, you know what I'm saying? From your basic job, doing whatever you got to do and taking whatever on the chin and carrying out whatever they want to carry out, how they want to carry it out. Whether that be on your basic level at your job or whether you in the NFL and they telling you you can't take a knee. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's our league, then you can be black and you can play football at the same time and they don't have to be mutually exclusive. You know what I'm saying? But if what they're saying is if you want to remain in this league and get a paycheck, then you got to shut the fuck up about all this, you know, police murder. You know what I mean? And the other parts of that conversation is just a tenet of white supremacy. You know what I mean? To distract you from the situation at hand is. Everybody know the situation at hand is, yo, stop murdering us. You know what I mean? The police keep killing us and getting away with it. So that's crazy. You know what I mean? So the way that they're going to play it is, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're disrespecting the flag and all this. You son of a bitch and all. You know what I mean? So, you know. That's how they gonna carry that. You can't play in this league and protest. You know what I'm saying? So either we gotta take it on the chin, you know what I'm saying? And this ain't our first time. You know what I mean? That's why the historical memory informs your decision. And now we can be intelligent. See, if we don't have historical memory, we're just operating within their construct. But now that we have a historical memory, we know that this ain't the first time we've been in their league, and you know what I'm saying? Because we're talking about from a spiritual standpoint. So we've been in a situation before when they took over the Nile Valley, right? After hundreds and thousands of years of their cunning strategy to act like they was with African law. They exercised phony humility for hundreds of years, thousands of years. And settled in and started slowly getting their own settlements and marrying in the families. You know what I mean? And this process took hundreds and thousands of years. Right? So now once they got their foothold in society, now they can start acting up a little bit. And that's what's going on. And then when they're in control, the spirit and the culture changes. So now instead of balance and reciprocity and harmony and all that, you know what I mean? The man and the woman on equal ground, and it's interdependence, and nobody's role is more important than the other. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's a partnership. You know what I mean? It's a perfect complement, like the yin and the yang. You know what I mean? This is our spirituality and our culture. So now that they're in control, now they create the slave culture. And in this sense, we're talking about sex slaves. You see what I'm saying? Because they'll try to talk about their form of slavery and attach that to ancient Egypt. You know what I'm saying? They know that they're lying and pulling it out their ass. That's why they'll never give you any specific dates and times. What pharaoh are you talking about? What time frame are you talking about? Which dynasty? You know what I mean? When and where are you talking about? We had slaves and we was rocking like y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because when you really get into it, you don't see slaves in any form until they take over and they're in power. So what happens is, you know what I'm saying, they have sex slaves, you know what I'm saying, and now one foreigner, you know what I'm saying, can have multiple African women as sex slaves. And now they're giving birth to a whole generation of offspring that have a loyalty to their father and not their mother, which is the furthest thing from African as you can get, you know what I'm saying? Because we'll kill you for our mother and we'll do anything for our mothers, you know what I'm saying? That's just anybody that's African in any sense of the word, you know what I'm saying? So shit, you know what I mean? Their culture was the slave culture, sex slaves, you know what I'm saying? And this changed the course of history. But going back to the NFL analogy, you know what I'm saying? Once that is happening, now you have a choice to make. You know what I'm saying? So you can stay here and play your role as a subservient. You know what I mean? And we'll let you stay around. You know what I mean? So now you got the offspring breaking their necks to show their loyalty and let them know, I'm not African, I'm with you, Pop. Because Pop is nobility. Pop has money and power, or not money, but, you know, prestige or whatever it is. You know what I mean? He's the nobility. You know what I'm saying? He got status, high class, you know what I'm saying? And your mother is a sex slave. You know what I mean? So I'm with you, Pop. You know what I'm saying? So this is where the loyalty is. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to stay here and remain, you must show us your loyalty. You know what I mean? You can't be here and be on some African stuff because we're not rocking like that anymore. It's a different time. So if you don't want to rock like this, your only option is to take your life or get up out of there. Right? So now you got Africans leaving the Nile River, and we went from great nations and empires to the smallest basic unit of tribes and families, you know what I'm saying? And then you have a similar situation to what we got now, to where even in our families, the families are dysfunctional. You know what I'm saying? So when you're talking about something that's of God, you're talking about something that's cultural, right? And defies all race, all national borders, international borders. It transcends all of that and brings people together. That's the culture, you know what I'm saying? But the culture of the devil breaks it down. So the culture of God, you know what I mean? The metanatural, let's get into that, right? So that's people coming together and having a family. And then families coming together and then making tribes, and then tribes coming together and then form colonies all the way up until you get to great nations and empires. You know what I'm saying? So we left the Nile River, and in order to be make it hard to be tracked, you know what I'm saying? Because if we stayed in large groups, it was easy to track us and they could just kill us en masse. You know what I'm saying? So we had to splinter down into small groups and tribes and even families, you know what I'm saying? And Chancellor Williams describes this as, you know what I mean, like everybody crying, you know what I mean? Tears falling down your face, you know what I'm saying? Heartfelt goodbyes. You never going to see your family again. You know what I mean? Imagine the people in your community, you know what I'm saying? It's an all-out war, you know what I'm saying? And we just got to leave. We got to flee. And you know what I'm saying? If we stay together, we going, you know what I mean? It's a better chance we'll get caught. So we got to break down into groups. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like we necessarily submitted to the will of the devil, but, you know, we didn't have any choice in terms of survival. You know what I'm saying? That's why we pray for all the women, you know what I'm saying, who would rather take their life than to submit to somebody who was evil. You know what I'm saying? The same way we pray for the ones that stayed there and endured the will of the evil so that we can survive and be here to tell these stories today. You know what I'm saying? Because if everybody commits suicide, then, you know, we're not telling these stories. Somebody had to stay there and endure. You know what I'm saying? But we pray and we love both of them. And we got to carry on the tradition and the spirit of both of them. You know what I mean? Both of them mentalities. You know what I'm saying? We can understand both mentalities. But the point is, either way you slice it, now we're into small families, dysfunctional families. You know what I mean? Because after a time, the spirit is deteriorating. And then we going across Africa and parts of Africa that ain't the Nile River, that ain't got the same abundance and blessings that the Nile River was supplying. You know what I mean? So now you got a lot of swamps and a lot of deserts and everything like that. But what the devil took as a big and empire, Nubia, Kush, Kemet, and broke that down into dysfunctional families, God was able to bring all those families together and once again build a great nation all the way in West Africa with Mali, Ghana, and Songhai. So how did we go from the dysfunctional families to once again being a great empire? You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So now we have a whole framework from which to work with. We have a story that reaches that starts at the beginning and reaches a ending, a proper completion of what we want. What do we want? We're trying to get free. We're trying to get our own. We're trying to be a major nation in the empire. Because right now we just subject to the will of all these evil folks. You know what I'm saying? So we can call it like it is because it's a cultural thing. You know what I'm saying? So you could be white and your spirit could be pure. You know what I'm saying? So we not, that's not the metrics we going by. We going by good and evil. So all these evil folks that's, you know what I mean, in charge of the social structure, the power structure, we know how they're going. You know what I mean? You can look at what they're doing with the mass incarceration and the prison industrial complex and the way that they just rocking in general. This is their nature, you know what I'm saying? And when we say they, we're very specific about that. And from a spiritual standpoint, from a physical standpoint, just, you know what I mean, just naming the specific institutions that are part of this institutional slavery, you know what I'm saying, systematic oppression. You know what I'm saying? We can be real specific with who they are, or we could just say it's a spiritual thing and whoever subscribes to this culture of killing and murdering and raping and stealing and lying and cheating and breaking every commandment systematically. You know what I'm saying? So what we had to get in tune with when we looking at something like the NFL, because that was a divisive question, right, in our community. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people felt like I shouldn't be able to watch the NBA because I was like, okay, I'm rocking with Kaepernick. And not only Kaepernick, but Kaepernick and CTE and Kaepernick and CTE and the fact that you can't get no guaranteed contracts and you probably got CTE and then you can't smoke no trees to treat your pain. You got to take opioids, which is going to mess you up further. And this whole culture is just crazy. And the NBA is part of the same system, but it's vastly different. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it was just a divisive. People were arguing about it. Yo, boycott the NFL. Fuck you, man. You got to support these brothers. They feeding their families. You know what I'm saying? But we got to look at reality, right? So reality is 80% of them brothers are going broke anyway. So if you're using economics as your rationale for defending the NFL, 80% of them are going broke. So now let's redefine what our rationale is, or let's stop defending these people. You know what I'm saying? And whatever you're going to say that's righteous and pure, then we just need to get our own league and bottle whatever you're talking about and do that independently. You know what I'm saying? And what that looks like is right now, we're still in the Nile River. You know what I'm saying? But these foreigners are now imposing their will on us. The social structure and the power structure are now imposing their will on us. You know what I'm saying? So we can't remain true to our culture and at the same time gain access to their system. And this is, you know, just a fundamental truth. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing that we can do now is separate and build our own. You know what I'm saying? And instead of fighting and bickering and everything, like, we already been through that process, right? That whatever that process was when stuff was getting worse before it was getting better. You know what I mean? We had to leave each other and we got split into groups all the way into dysfunctional families and stuff was messed up. And we was in the wilderness, so to speak. We've been in the wilderness, you know what I mean? And we out here not using reason and self-control, but we out here losing it. We're not reasonable and we losing our shit all the time. You know what I mean? Because it's somebody else's culture that we're subscribing to because we don't have any historical memory. So we're just operating with whatever Set is putting out there. You know what I mean? Set is short for sunset, darkness, evil. So whatever Set puts into the world, now we in tune with that. You know what I mean? So now there's a dark cloud over our communities. You know what I'm saying? We got to look at things. You know what I mean? Either way you slice it, you're going to get to the same conclusion. You know what I'm saying? We all know we don't have any boats in any planes. We already know that the hard drugs, they coming from places that ain't here. So they put these drugs into the community. You know what I'm saying? We don't have any military right now because we just subject to their will because they imposing on us and we just behind enemy lines. So we ain't got no military, so we not even bringing these guns in our community. So all these elements that's contributing to the evil and the detriment of our society and putting us in a cycle of going into the judicial system and getting messed up and all the mental health that goes along with that, not to mention the stuff that's going on in our lives on the outside as a result of all these drugs and guns and just this spirit that's around us and this dark cloud that's around us. Not to mention the post-traumatic slave disorder. You know what I mean? If you talk about PTSD being 6 months or more of severe trauma, and we went through 400 years of slavery, you know what I'm saying? And on top of everything else, you know what I'm saying? So we got all these things acting against us, you know what I'm saying? While we behind enemy lines, you know what I'm saying? We going through the evil. We subscribe into the culture that's around us. You know what I'm saying? So when we look at it from this perspective, let's really look at what we doing, these moves that we making, you know what I'm saying? And why we making them and who made it possible to get easy access to whatever we doing. You know what I'm saying? And why we doing the thing. You know what I mean? We had to start looking at this. You know what I'm saying? Because right now it's just the NFL. So, okay, do what you got to do. You've been training your whole life. This is the way that you make your money. I ain't hating on you. I want all y'all to win. The same way I want all these young brothers to win that's out here, you know what I'm saying, making music that we might not necessarily like in this generation, but we still want them brothers to win. So do what you got to do. Just don't let the white folks use you. You know what I'm saying? Do it independent. You know what I mean? Be our only shit. You know what I'm saying? But we're behind enemy lines. You know what I'm saying? We had the same conclusions and the same problems that we've been having from generation to generation because we haven't transcended our situation yet. And the only way to transcend that situation is through reason and self-control. So now as we bring it full circle and we talk about Muhammad Ali, as they just said, listen, you refuse to go into our army, so we're going to send you to jail for 5 years and we're going to fine you $10,000 because how dare you not fight in our army. It ain't about us. It ain't about the fact that we don't respect you. We don't respect your religious beliefs. We don't defend you here. We don't treat you as a citizen here. You're second class here. It don't matter about none of that. Just go fight in our wars. You know what I'm saying? And kill more people as we oppress them too through you. None of that matters. Just take these 5 years. And so he took the 5 years. Not took the 5 years, but he took them saying the sentence to him. As soon as they gave him the sentence, he left the courtroom and didn't act a fool, but he used reason and self-control and shook everybody's hand one by one. Shook their hand, you know what I mean? Because he used reason and self-control, and he fought it outside the courtroom, and eventually he won. So he defeated the devil in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? And they try to take his title, but their accolades don't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? If I'm the champ, I just won the fight. I'm the champ. I defended my title. Can't nobody beat me. You going to say, yo, if you don't fight in the war, we going to take your title. What does that mean? How old are we? You know what I mean? That sounds like you can't come to my birthday party. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't take away what I've already done. You know what I mean? Fab Five. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that didn't happen. If you take that down, we still did what we did. You can't change that. That's how petty they are. But we need to stop having stock in what they're saying. You know what I mean? They dangled that carrot in T.O.'s face. You know what I mean? They messed with Kanye West when he wanted to get the Grammy or the Oscar or whatever it is. Why do you need their accolades? You know what I mean? But anyway, that's a sidebar. But we had to stop acting like what they believe in terms of us means something. You know what I mean? They are enemy. Like the day and the night. You know what I'm saying? And this, again, this isn't a racial conversation, because we only having a family conversation and we only talking to people on this side of the equation. No races. You know what I'm saying? They try to make us look like rapists. You know what I mean? We don't have any of them on this side of the fence. We only talking to the people on this side of the fence. That's why the only thing that's necessary to say is now we had to figure out how to go from dysfunctional families to big nations and empires. And we already have the framework from looking at what we did in the Nile River civilizations, splintering down into dysfunctional families. So now we look at that and insert ourselves in that story. So now how do we go from that state to Mali, Ghana, and Songhai? That's what we got to figure out. So that's part of the reason why we're doing this podcast is, you know, we're bigging up Black history, Black business and all of that. You know what I mean? We strengthening our communities with strong organizations, strong businesses, strong institutions, and we promoting that, you know what I mean? And we raising your level of consciousness, and we connecting with the people that's already been doing this work, you know what I mean? Because we're doing the work of God, because we're bringing people together. Everything that we're doing is bringing people together, you know what I'm saying? And we had to band together, and when evil presents itself, even if it's in the form of somebody that looks like us, we can't allow them into these spaces that we're now creating, because we got to keep that spirit out of there. So you can't get access to these benefits unless you live by African law, you know what I'm saying? And then wherever we are Africa, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't like that, then we are independent. And we are strong-willed, and we are real men and women, and not no saps and toms and pawns and all of that, and just assimilating into their culture like the offspring that was trying to break their back and show their loyalty to their fathers and not their mothers. You know what I mean? That's the spirit of disloyalty that creeped into the African story. You know what I mean? By virtue of them becoming in control and presenting two ways to go. So now if we go into the solution and we wrap this thing up with the NFL, now we got to propose us an alternative. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like if you go around the way and tell, you know what I'm saying, a young boy to stop doing what he's doing, but you don't have no reason, you don't have no means to supplement what he's already getting access to. It doesn't matter if it's illegal. It doesn't matter if he's going to get killed or go to jail. It doesn't matter if he's constantly going to have to look over his shoulder. But if you don't have something for him to supplement what he already sees, or you put something in his mind and give him, put something on his spirit and his heart, to, you know what I mean, and replace with what he sees with that, if you don't do that, then you're not going to reach him. You see what I'm saying? So what we had to do is show them something different. You know what I mean? So in terms of the NFL, we show them something different by creating a pipeline. And this is in any sport, and this is in any industry. Because whatever type of business that you have, when you work with us, we want you to turn your business into a class. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to be doing a lot of marketing for you, then that's fine. You know what I mean? We're going to do some marketing for you. You know what I mean? But part of the give and take is we want you to put some community service hours in and teach what you know. If you're a plumber, then teach these kids and teach people in your community your business. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it got to be, man. No matter what you got, no matter what your skill set is, we want to be able to teach it so we can create pipelines. You know what I'm saying? And so we can create ways to support ourselves without messing with them. Because every time you mess with them, you're going to run into some problems. You know what I'm saying? Ali ran into all the types of problems, and that's as real as you get. They threatened him with jail time. You know what I'm saying? They threatened him with all types of stuff, stripping him of his title. You know what I'm saying? When we take them out of the equation, that's not even an issue. It's a non-issue. Abdul Rauf, Craig Hodges, Kaepernick. None of those are issues when it's our own league. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about starting tournaments in our own neighborhoods. It could be as small as 8 teams. And from them 8 teams, we create a league. In that league, we recruit and we have exhibitions and scrimmages and we invite people and we have more tournaments. And 8 turns into 16, 16 turns into 32, 32 turns into 64. And we have something as big as March Madness, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we're going to turn it into. You know what I mean? Because we're going to have the marketing and the media and the channels behind it. We don't need NBC. You know what I mean? We've seen what happened with Bill Cosby because he tried to be black and get access to their system. You know what I'm saying? You respect the move because he got the money. And he tried to get access to their system. And it was like, yo, I'm going to do my own thing. But you can't do that. People going to start disappearing. They're going to do things to you. We got to remain independent. But we don't need NBC anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many channels that you can go live from. We can just start our own we can start 30,000 television stations overnight. They can't cancel everybody. You know what I'm saying? So when we put that 64-team tournament, even starting with the first tournament, we can go live just to let people know this thing is starting. Now it's time to wake up. We're not waiting for nobody. You know what I'm saying? We connecting with the people that's already doing this work. And we putting our foot on the ground. And we put one foot in front of the other one. And we making this thing happen. You know what I'm saying? Listen, our first 18 tournament starts at this date. Y'all can come show support. You know what I'm saying? You see how it is. You seen the culture behind it. You know what I mean? We got drummers and dancers at halftime. You know what I mean? We got presentations at halftime. People teaching you real estate, teaching you digital marketing, teaching you how to, you know what I mean, do your taxes right, get tax deductions, how to start business ownership. You know what I mean? We having all those, you know what I mean? That type of culture behind it. So y'all see what it is. Every time you in our presence, You see what it is and you want to be a part of it, no problem. And we keep growing and we doing things and now we powerful enough to be independent. And if you're good enough to make it to the professionals within our pipeline, now we have an infrastructure to pay you like a professional. And no, we're not going to be able to compete with the NBA. If it's about money, we'll never win that war. But with the freedom to be black and do what you love doing and get paid, that's priceless. You know what I'm saying? And instead of 80% of them going broke or 60% of them going broke in the NBA, 100% of them are going to have generational wealth because the system that we put in place is going to bless them as opposed to cursing them. Because when they're in control, it's going to take somebody making some independent moves and you having some type of fortitude and high level of intelligence to still operate within their system and still not go broke. Because if you're operating within the system and doing what you're supposed to be doing in their eyes, then you're going to be broke, like the 60 to 80%. Because that's the system. But when we put the system in place, you're supposed to have generational wealth. We're going to put a portion of your earnings automatically into a real estate fund, your real estate portfolio. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't going to have to worry about that. You're going to have rental properties to retire on. You know what I mean? $10,000 a month, $10,000 a month retirement plans. And you only been playing for 3-4 years, you know what I'm saying? And now you can retire and let the new kids come through. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about independent leagues and doing our things independently and moving in excellence and supporting each other and remembering our culture and recovering our historical memory. This is what's going to happen. So this is the vision. This is the three levels of game. I am Coach Nick. I am we. And I'm going to holler at y'all. Peace.